तत्तस्यतात् प्रतिविधेय इहाञ्जसेस्त तावाद् तनुय शरणं पितरौ
नृसिंहा
नार्तस्य चागदमुदान्मतिमाजत नौ तप्तस्य तत् प्रतिविधेय इहाञ्जसे तावद् विभूतनुभृताम् त्वदुपेक्षितानाम्
Translation. My Lord Nrisimha, the Supreme, persons who are neglected by you and not taken care of by you, such embodied souls cannot do anything better on account of bodily conception of life. And whatever remedial measures they take, they are certainly not permanent. Although they may be beneficial temporarily. In this concern, there is the example of the father and mother who cannot give any protection to their children. The physician and medicine
cannot give relief
to the suffering patient, and the boat on the ocean, which cannot give protection to the drowning man.
This is very instructive verse. The whole world is planning to give relief to the suffering human. But the foolish people, they do not know that you may do your best, but if it is not sanctioned by the Supreme Lord, all these measures will not be of any use. Why? We have got science, medicine, and relief, arrangements, they are all useless. Yes, they are useful so long as Krishna says yes. If Krishna says no, then in spite of all these delays, nothing will be done. This is it. You can open many hospitals, but if Krishna says that this patient must die, you cannot give it protection. That is not possible. In spite of your hospital, good medicine, good physician, the patient must die. So they do not see to this, that in spite of our so much advancement of civilization, hospitals and other relief measures, why still people are suffering? You are increasing hospital, or base of hospital. You are very much proud that we have opened hospitals. That, what does it mean? That means people have become diseased. You have opened hospitals, you are very much proud. But what is the other side? Other side, that people have increased their disease condition. That they do not see. They are simply proud of increasing hospital. Why there should be hospital? Why not stop disease? That is scientific. Stop disease and there will be no need of opening hospital. Krishna therefore presents in the Bhagavad Gita. You will actually see real problem is Dharma Mitra Jarabhyadi. You can invent very nice, up-to-date, modernized medicine. But why don't you stop disease? That is correct. That is not possible. dharma mein tujhara baadhi. You are taking so many measures to stop untimely death. Just like in your country, there are beaches and so many warning, don't come here, and there is guard seeing if anyone is dying. But you cannot stop there. That is not possible. You may take measures, so you cannot stop there. Children, somebody says the parents do not take care, but even the parents take care. It is guaranteed that the children will not die. There are many rich men that are taking care of their children. Rich men that are taking care of the diseased person, good physician, good medicine. Why the diseased person is dying? Why the children suffering? So, these are to be observed. Why these things happen? That means the ultimate control is in the hands of Krishna. If Krishna functions, then everything will be possible. So why not take shelter of Krishna? This is the idea. You take shelter of Krishna, and if Krishna likes, he will give you all protection, and he promises that I will give you protection. Sarva dharma paritrajya mamekam saranam bhaja aham kam sarva papi bhavakshaya. Because we become diseased, we become subject to birth and death, this is all due to our sinful activities. Why you are repeatedly, we are eternal, na hannatoye hannamane sarire, this is our position, that we do not die even after the body is destructed. Then why should I be in this position that repeatedly I have to die, have to give up this body, again accept another body, again suffer? This is the problem. But mula, duskitina, they do not see to the real problem. That is the problem. Neither they have knowledge to see the real problem. Therefore they are mula. Is it not? He understood that nahana se hanumane sarire. See, this question does not come that I am eternal, I do not die after the annihilation of the body. Why I am subjected to this tribulation? Nobody thinks, therefore mura, just like animal. Animal, in the slaughterhouse, one animal is being killed, and the other animal is eating grass. He's thinking that I'll save. He does not know the next moment I'll be killed. This is animal life. The human life means if somebody is being killed, so he should be immediately warned, taking warning, oh, my turn is coming, let me go out. There is one story in this connection. Not story, these are facts. A hunter sprayed his net to some little birds. They fell down in the net and they are crying. They are crying. So the father, mother, when they came, they saw that their children are in danger. It is caught by the net of the hunter. So mother immediately jumped over it to save the children. And she was also captured. Then the father saw, now if I go to save them, I will be captured. Let me go out. Let me take some nap. That's all. That is intelligence. You cannot give protection to your family, to your society, to your... No, you cannot give. That is not possible. They must die. They must be captured by the network of Maya. You cannot save them. If you want to save them, then make them Krishna conscious. That is the only way. Unless you are expert in saving your children by giving them Krishna consciousness, then you are not, you should not become father and mother. That is real contraceptive. But I tell, we are married, undoubtedly, husband and wife. But unless you are competent to give protection to my children, no more death, we should not give it. This is real contraceptive. That is the instruction in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Pita na sastad, janani na sastad, namo chayelja samupitam chum. Your duty is to give protection to these fathers. That's very good. But real protection is that my children, this boy, this girl has come in my belly. Now, this is the last. I shall train them in such a way that next birth will not have a material body. How it is? Yes, it is possible. How? Tatta deham punarjanma naisi, pavesi bhavati. One can give up this material body. Everyone has to give it up. There is no doubt. But one is giving up this body and accepting another body. Tatha dehantara prapti. But there is another method that is not going to accept any more material body. That is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Tatha deham punarjanma naiti. After giving up this body, he is not going to accept another material body. Who? Dharmapamam Sudhibhambi Janasipatva. Anyone who has understood Krishna as is. This is the secret. To teach your children like that. That what is Krishna? From the beginning you can do that. The children are under your control. Just like we are teaching this boy. They are simply chanting, dancing. That is Krishna consciousness. They are advancing in Krishna consciousness. It is not that useless education. After some years, they will learn how to smoke weed. It is not like that. They will never touch weed. This is education. Tanmanne adhitam uttavam. If they are not literary persons, they will have character and they will become Krishna devotee. That is reality. Don't think that these boys are brought here, they are not giving any education at all. They do not know what is history, what is geography. No, little, little, not very much. We don't require to know very much. Neither we are very much concerned learning ABCD. Even without ABCD, they will get wrong in education. This is for Lord Maharaj's instruction. Tanmanne adhitam uttavam. One who has taken to Krishna consciousness directly, he is actually advanced in education. What is this education? This education is nowhere. Even from mundane point of view, Chanakya Pandit has similarly recited this verse. Matrivat paradareshu, paradarpeshu, lokrava, apavat sadhubhuteshu, japasati sa pandita. Who is a pandit? Pandit means one who has learned how to see other women. Means except one's wife. Anyone, any woman, mother, is pandit. Where is that education? Where is that education? No. But this children will be educated in that way. To see all women as mothers. Adas property as garbage in the street. Somebody touches. That is pandit. He will not touch him anything. Even hell will jail. He's lying on the street. A pandit will say, I shall not touch him. This is a moral education. And atmavat sarvabhuteshu, atmavat, if you feel some pain like inching, why should you pinch others? And that is pandit. If you cry when your throat is cut with a knife, why you should slaughter other animals? Therefore, Lord Christ says, thou shalt not kill. But these people are so uneducated, in spite of their PhDs, they have no this simple education, that I suffer when I am killed, why should I kill others? This is the modern education, all nonsense, rascal education. This is not education. We have to become father and mother, we shall have to teach our children in such a way that next life, no more material life, he goes back to home, back to God. That is real father. Therefore it is said, Balasvami Hasaranam Nisinga Pidaro. If the father and mother do not know how to give protection to the children, then what is the use of taking such? In Prem Vibhakta, it is said, Janame Janame Sabe Pita Mata Pa, Krishna Guru Nahi Mile Bhajo Hoya. Every cat and dog, they also get father and mother. Without father and mother, who can take birth? So, to become the father, mother like cats and dogs, that is not human civilization. The father, mother's duty is to train the children in such a way that they will be interested in Krishna and Guru. That is father. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Ei rupe brahmanda bhavite kono bhagavan ji, Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Rasa Ji. So it is the duty of the father and mother to train children in such a way that they will be interested in Guru and Krishna. Why? By the mercy of Guru and Krishna, he will get Bhakti Rasa Ji. And that is real life. Savai Vansha Naparva Dharma. Jato bhakti radhokhati. That is real religious system which teaches the follower how to become a devotee. Jato bhakti radhokhati. Ahituki apratihata jeno atma suprasidati. If you want to make him happy, then you must teach in such a way that he becomes a devotee of the Lord. Then throughout the whole life, he will be peaceful and happy. This is the fact. Therefore, the ordinary father and mother, like cats and dogs, they are not real shelter of the children. That is Prahlad Maharaj. Balasvami Hasaranam Pitaro Nisinga. Balasaneha saranam pitaro nisinga. Na atasya. Atasya means disease, suffering from some disease. Now, that's why we have already expressed, we are opening hospitals and beds. That is not. You can do it. But at the same time, you must be just a person. We have got practical examples, some of our devotees, they go to the hospital and they purchase our books. And they become a devotee. Even in the hospital bed, they are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and taking benefit. That is real benefit. So after being cured, he will become a devotee. So this medicine is not cure. This literature is pure. Krishna Kaushas says. That is real gift. Not such a child. and udarnatamajjato, no. Everybody is known, either in fact, figuratively, or really. In the samudra, in the sea, ocean, there are always oars, waves. So your genie boat, or a big sea, that is not safe side. We have got experience when I was going to New York on sea. I had no money to go by plane. So, in the deep sea ocean, especially in the Atlantic Ocean, it is nothing like a small ball, not anything like this. At any moment, can be captured. On a very big sea with very big load, and it is nothing in the sea. That is not fear. There is no surety that because you are in a big sea, you will stay. No. In your country, it happened, say, 50, 60 years. The Titanic, or what is that? In the first voyage, everything was drowned. All big business. So, nature's faith is so strong that you cannot say that because I am not a nice sea, I will say no. That's not possible. Without Krishna's protection, these, all these counteracting measures will be all useless. Therefore, teach people how to take shelter of Krishna. Sarvadharma paritrajya. Mahavitam. So, you can say that does it mean that God is partial, He takes only care of the devotees and not others. He takes care of everyone. But everyone is not fortunate to take shelter of Krishna. When he says, Sarva dharmān parityajya mām ekam, he does not say to his devotees only. He says to everyone. But everyone is not fortunate to take shelter of Krishna. Unfortunate. Samoham sarva bhūtesu. He is not partial. Samoham sarva bhūtesu. Navaya desasthina priya. Nobody is enemy or friend of Krishna. Everyone is his son. Ahamabhijaprajapita. Just like the father teaches every son to become good. But there are unfortunate sons who do not take care of the father and remains to be unfortunate. It is not Krishna's partiality. It is our misfortune that we do not take care of the instruction of Krishna and suffer in this material. These rascals, they inquire, why is this time so good? Why he has put me into this position? The rascal does not know that Krishna wants you all to be happy, and he has given the instruction how to become happy. But we are unfortunate, we do not take Krishna's instruction and so on. This knowledge is not there. Maya abhurita gyan. He is suffering for his own fault and is accusing God that he has put me into the position. No. Therefore, those who are devotees, they do not become so foolish. When they are suffering, they do not accuse Krishna. They say, my Lord, it is your mercy that I am suffering. That's the opposite. Tattena kampasu samaksamaha. Because he knows that I am suffering on account of my own fault. So, better Krishna is adjusting this thing, giving me little trouble, that's all. That is the position. Karma nimiddhahati kintucha bhakti bhaja. So, we have to learn all these things. Then, what's that? Saptasya tat pratividdhi. I think in some reading there is just pratividdhi. Here it is top pratividdhi. All right, but it is. So then we have so many countermeasures for, because this whole word, this material word means dukkhalaya vakasatam. It is a place for suffering. And that also, not permanent place. But our struggle is that we may not suffer and we may remain here permanently. That is foolishness. This place is meant for suffering and you cannot stay here for permanently. This is the constitution of this place. And the whole world, this foolish world, they are struggling to stop suffering and to remain here permanently. Just see that foolishness. Everyone is trying to remain permanently. Just like we are constructing temples very sound, very strong, but they are constructing skyscraper being strong, permanent. But he does not know whether I shall be able to live here permanently. They can put the argument to us also, that this is the case with you also. But our case is different. We are constructing this temple not for our living, but for Krishna. That is the difference. That is the difference. We do not make any temple or house for ourselves. We try to give chance to the devotees, and Krishna can live here. Krishna's devotees will learn how to worship him. That is our purpose. Here, it is not a free hotel for learning how to gratify senses. No, this is not our aim or object. That is the difference. Therefore, Nirmagne Krishna Sammasri Vritta Vairaga Mucha. The same energy is being elected here for constructing this house. But it is Nirmagne Krishna Sammasra. Rāsattasya viṣayāna yathārāma pujanyata nirvande kṛṣṇa sammatti yukta vairāga mucchate. So, tattasya tat pratimizijya ya andasā yuṣṭa tāvat. The example is given already that unless there is sanction by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you cannot get any benefit with all the machines and all the instruments and all the measures that you have invented to counteract your struggle for existence. The struggle for existence will not stop. Thank you very much.